You're listening to The Doug Haldeman Show, Mortgage and Real Estate Talk. Here's your host, mortgage expert and consumer advocate, Doug Haldeman.
Welcome back to the show. I am rejoined by my co-host, Tammy Haldeman. Welcome back, Tam.
Thanks for having me.
I'm always welcome.
I'm always excited when you call me beautiful. It makes me feel special.
Should just start every segment out with that. I am rejoined by my gorgeous, beautiful wife.
I think when you come home from work, that's what you should just say. So where we left off was the break-even point.
Right. So when we talk about breaking even on a mortgage, what does that mean? Okay. How do we break even? So what the break-even point means is it's talking about the cost that you incur to refinance. How quickly are you going to recoup that cost? Okay, and it's a pretty important question because, you know, and the question we asked earlier too was how long are you going to live in this house? Okay, because if somebody's only going to live there for 2 years, for instance, well, now that break-even point better be pretty short or they shouldn't refinance.
Right. And so when you say break-even point, that's the amount of closing costs that you're going to be able to recoup in 2 years.
Right. So let's just say, you know, as an example, if somebody pays $2,000 in closing costs, and they're going to save $100 a month in interest on this new loan. Mm-hmm. Well, that would take 20 months of interest savings before they would break even on those closing costs.
Right.
Okay. So it becomes important. And that's where if somebody wants to pay points to buy a mortgage down. Okay. So I'm going to talk about three quick scenarios here.
Okay.
The most basic scenario is a 0 point loan. Okay. So you're not getting charged any points, but you have normal closing costs to do a mortgage.
Okay.
So for instance, with us, our total closing costs when we do a refinance is around $1,900 if somebody just pays the normal fees.
Okay.
Okay. Then there's two directions you can go with that. So somebody that wants a lower interest rate than that, than what we're offering with 0 points and normal fees, somebody can pay points in and buy that interest rate down.
Okay.
Okay. So now you don't just have the closing cost, but now you have points on top of that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's say if somebody had $2,000 in closing costs and they pay 1 point in, well, now they have $4,000 in cost. So how long is it going to take them to recoup that $4,000? Mm-hmm. Or you go the opposite direction. Okay, take a slightly higher interest rate, and that slightly higher interest rate has a premium that the lender makes that they use to pay some of your closing costs for you.
Hmm.
Okay, this is what you call a no-cost refinance. So when somebody talks about getting a no-cost refi,
okay, the lender's upfronting.
Right, the lender's paying those costs for them because those are real costs the lender incurs. The
appraisal,
title company fees, things like that. Those are real fees that the lender incurs. So for them to pay it, there has to be excess premium somewhere to pay it with.
Gosh, I would think that you would either want to come with money or pay a point. Versus having the lender.
It depends on how long you're going to live in the property.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, once again, calculating that break-even point, and you want that break-even point to be pretty short.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's the deal is that one of the reasons you want the break-even point to be so short is you don't know what the next cycle is going to be.
Right.
Where you're either going to need to get out of that loan because you sell the house.
Right.
Or there might be another opportunity to refinance.
Right.
So if you do a refi with no closing cost, you have no cost in the transaction. So now, let's say 6 months from now, rates drop 0.25% or 0.375%.
Okay.
You might want to refi again and continue to ratchet down if you can do it with no cost.
Okay.
Because then your break-even point happens really quickly.
All right. Well, that makes sense. And really, I would encourage someone to call you to go over that, to review that before they just decide to refinance.
Yeah, because you really have to find the scenario that's best for you. And not everybody knows the scenario that's best for them.
Right.
I mean, we get a lot of people that come in and they have something in their head that they think is going to be best.
Sure.
But after we ask the right questions and flush out the situation, then our recommendation may be different than what they initially thought.
So the next one on the list is can you refinance? And I guess really before you even apply to refinance, I guess what are some of the things you should consider?
Well, have you paid your bills on time? Okay, for one. So let's just say I had somebody call me the other day, and it actually was a listener from the show, and their mortgage lender, okay, they had a major escrow shortage, and their mortgage lender came up with something where to catch up their escrow shortage, they had to be 30 days late on their mortgage, which makes no sense to me.
That doesn't make any sense.
So for 6 months in a row, they were 30 days late on their mortgage.
That messed their credit score up.
Totally messed their credit score up. They're not,
that's
they can't
horrible
qualify
advice.
Now. Yeah, they just can't qualify now,
oh,
unfortunately.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I felt horrible for the people, and they got really bad advice from that lender. They almost could get sued over giving advice like that.
Right.
That's just, it's not good at all. So it may be a credit issue.
Right.
It may be a debt-to-income issue. Where you've just racked up too much debt where now you don't have the income to qualify.
Right.
It could be an income issue in the sense that
you've dropped an insurance.
Well, yeah, your income may have dropped.
Right.
Or somebody has become self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
It's less than 2 years now.
Oh, okay.
So those are all scenarios that have to be considered. But here's the one thing that I would encourage you. Don't just assume that you can't qualify. Okay, we get a lot of people that will rule out in their head, oh, I didn't apply for a mortgage because I knew I couldn't qualify.
Right.
I would say at least contact us anyway because you
it's
might.
It's not going to hurt, yeah.
Well, you might qualify now, and this is whether it's a refi or a purchase.
Right.
Contact us now because you might actually qualify before you know it, or we'll at least make sure you're on the right track so that, and tell you what's the first possible date that you will qualify.
Right. All right. So number eight is, will your home appraise? This is always the question. I mean, we have home scouting out there that will plug a little bit because home scouting does kind of give you an idea of what's being sold out there.
Yeah, I love in home scouting when you pull up the map view and you can click on the options and check show sold homes.
Mm-hmm.
So it will show all the sold homes around you and you can see what have they actually sold for.
Right.
To get an idea if your house is going to appraise or not.
Which is a great start to get an idea.
Well, and this is where the markets change a little bit because in the old days, the lender, the loan officer could just call the appraiser and say, hey, we need $200,000 on the appraised value to make this loan happen.
Oh, okay.
And well, and they'd tell us in advance, they'd research comps and say, no, I don't think you can get that on this property.
Mm-hmm.
Or yeah, I think that's reasonable value because we don't always know as a lender.
Right.
Because we're not actually going out to these properties. Well,
right.
Now the lender, especially the loan officer, cannot contact the appraiser to talk about this with them.
Right.
So there's because the loan officer cannot influence the value of the appraiser is the rule. So you have to do some research in advance, which we definitely help our clients do that, but you can do it for yourself too, using home scouting or using other tools that are out there.
Right.
If you want to use home scouting. Okay, you can download this on your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Just search your app store for Home Scouting and use the VIP code Doug H. So D-O-U-G-H with no spaces in there.
Right.
All right, so let's keep going. So will your home appraise is definitely an important one.
Mm-hmm.
And it may appraise for enough to refinance, but it might mean you need mortgage insurance too.
Oh, the PMI.
Right. PMI becomes a pretty important question.
Right.
So,
and then if you need, what if all of a sudden now I have to do a whole new honeydew list? Because could be things in order for it to appraise you got to do.
Well, that's another thing is if it's going to appraise, make sure you don't have any projects, like major projects
halfway.
That are right in the middle. You have a bathroom torn out or your kitchen cabinets are taken down.
Right.
It's not going to pass the appraisal.
Right.
Very, very important. So let me give you an example of one that happened this week. So
Somebody
came to us to refinance. And when I research the appraised value, I don't think they're going to appraise quite high enough to be at 80% loan to value or less. Okay, meaning that will their loan amount be 80% of the appraised value? I don't think so. I think they're going to be a little bit over 80%.
Mm-hmm.
So I offered them an option for something called lender paid mortgage insurance.
Okay.
So instead of charging them monthly PMI, they took a 0.25% higher on the interest rate. And we paid the PMI for them as a one-time fee where now they don't have mortgage insurance.
Nice.
Now, if the appraisal comes in high enough,
then that goes away.
Well, no, then I'll give them a 0.25% discount because I'm not having to pay the mortgage insurance for them. I'll give them a 0.25% lower on the rate.
Well, that's a win-win.
Yeah, it's absolutely no risk for the client at that point.
Right.
And I don't want to overestimate how high their house is going to appraise.
Right, right. All right, so number nine, the final one, is what you just mentioned, loan-to-value ratio. And explain that just a little bit more.
All right, so here's where this becomes important. The loan-to-value ratio, so it's loan-to-value, meaning that what's your loan amount divided by the value, and that ratio is a percentage. So 80%, you know, loan to value, LTV is the industry term for this. That's mm-hmm. the jargon that you'll hear people use. What's your LTV? So if it's 80% or less, you don't need private mortgage insurance. Mm-hmm. Each 5% increment will change the interest rate that you get. Okay. And then there are limits to how high you can go on lots of loan programs. So for instance, if you want to take cash out on your mortgage, okay, mm-hmm. there are limits to it. So most conventional loans are going to be 80% will be the limit on cash out. On an FHA loan, you can go to 85%. VA loans can go much higher though. Hmm. Okay. So the loan to value ratio becomes pretty important right now because of home appreciation. Okay, we're seeing a lot of people that, you know, if we're getting 5% appreciation per year, well, somebody that bought their house 4 years ago, they put 5% down, very likely that they've appreciated 15%, and now they could refinance and get rid of PMI. So now your consideration on Doug's refi formula mm-hmm. is not just the interest you're going to save, it's the difference in the interest and the private mortgage insurance.
Yeah.
So we talked earlier about Doug's refi formula. Okay, mm-hmm. this is my formula I've come up with to make this process really simple for you. And we're going to put this on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com and look for Doug's refi formula. So here's the formula. Take $125,000, divide it by your loan amount, and that percent will give you how much you need to save in interest to make it worth it. So for instance...
So your rate differential.
Right, that's the rate differential you need to make it worth
it. Right.
So real quickly, a $250,000 loan... You take $125,000 divided by $250,000, that would mean you need to save 0.5% to make it worth it. So that could be 0.5% on interest, or the combination of 0.5% on interest and private mortgage insurance would make it worth it to refinance. So if you want us to evaluate your personal situation, okay, reach out to me. You can either text me or call me at 314-472-DOUG, and we'll set up a time to talk on Monday. Or you can shoot me a message on our website at smartwithyourmoney.com. Look for our contact form and send me a message and tell me a little bit about your scenario on there. And we'll definitely set up a time to talk. All right. Well, coming up, we are going to be talking about credit score basics and what are the different percents that actually make up a credit score. You'll listen to Doug Haldeman Show on FM News Talk 97.1.